First of all, I bring greetings from Brother Flack.
我首先呢是代表Father Flack 呢是同大家问安。
He is well rested and in his new place.
老弟兄呢在他的新的地方呢是能够安定得好好啦。
He is quite well spiritually, as you might expect.
你可以正如好似你嘅期望佢嘅熟龄嘅情况十分好㗎。
And for you ladies, he still has that baby skin.
对于女士们呢我哋嘅老弟兄呢佢嘅面嘅皮肤呢仍然好似小孩子咁嫩滑喎。
That lot of you dream of when you're 20, he's 102. And still has that beautiful skin.
你想或者20岁的时候你的皮肤会这么嫩滑但老弟兄102岁呢他的皮肤都是这么嫩滑。
We will be with him for the rest of the month.
我们会跟老弟兄一起直到这个月尾。
He is able to go out and have a 2 to 3 hour lunch every day.
他每天他能够起来能够出去吃晏昼有两个钟头多的时间。
And we're able to have lunch with a number of his friends during that time.
我们是有些机会跟他的朋友一同来到吃晏昼。
I will give a commercial at this time.
或者在这里我有一些好像商业性的报告了。
The past week in the evening, we read this book, Be Ye Ready by Lance Lambert to Brother Flack.
在过去这些晚上我们读这本书是你要预备好这个是蓝培德顶所写的一本书我们读给他听。
This is a little booklet of three messages that Brother Lance gave 3 years ago in the conference in Virginia.
这个本书有三个信息在三年之前蓝培德顶在美国的 Virginia 那里来到是交通的。
And here he gives 8 imperatives that are necessary for all of us to be ready for the Lord's return.
在这里他有8点是提到十分重要的事情是我们要预备好主的回来。
There are actually 10.
其实有10个的。
Without saying, the first one is must be born again.Number two.
当然第一个不需要讲了就一定要重生得救。
Number two.
第二点。
No unconfessed sin. No unconfessed sin.
那里不应该有一些我们不承认的罪。
Incidentally, he thoroughly loved it.
老弟十分欢喜来到听读这本书。
It's nice to be around someone that who truly is ready.
实在十分好的我们能够同一位是已经预备好主回来的一起。
And we are presently reading to Brother Flack this one in the evening, Serve in Spirit by Watchman Nee.
最近我们同老弟兄读的是一本书是魏索星顶所写的乃在灵里面服侍。
In the past year, a number of manuscripts of Watchman Nee were found.
在过去这几年里面魏索星顶的有些的写作的稿是被找到了。
These are two of the youth conferences, 1948 and 1949.
这个1948年在两个青年特会里面魏托星顶所交通的。
Brother Nee had a real love for the youth.
魏定兄对年轻人他十分有爱心。
And within 2 years, he would be imprisoned for, of course, the rest of his life.
在他交通完这两个信息之后他两年之后他就被捉去坐监直到他离开这个人世。
This particular book, can be, if you don't have it in your library, is available through Christian Fellowship Publishers.
这本书如果我们图书馆没有呢可以从一个的出版社是可以拿到的。
That's Brother Stephen Kong's publishing company.
咁呢个系江嫂弟兄佢哋出版嘅帮专领江嫂弟兄出版嘅出版社。
And this one here can be found through the brothers there in Richmond, Virginia.
呢系蓝培德嘅书咧，可以从 Virginia 嘅弟兄姊妹嗰度能够得到。
Please open your Bibles.
请大家打开我哋嘅圣经。
To Romans 8:13. 37.
我哋请大家打开罗马书第八章嘅第三十七节。
Romans 8:37.
罗马书第八章第三十七节。
But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
罗马书第八章嘅第三十七节。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
And then 2 Corinthians 2.
我又睇哥林多后书第二章。
A verse with a similar theme.
一节经文系好相似嘅内容。
2 Corinthians 2:14.
哥林多后书第二章嘅第十四节。
But thanks be to God, who always leads us in His triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him.In every place.
哥林多后书的第二章的第十四节，感谢神常率领我们在基督里跨胜，并藉着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
And then one last verse in Matthew 3.
最后一节经文，马太福音第三章第十一节。
Verse 11.
马太福音第三章的第十一节。
This is John the Baptist speaking.
呢度系马太福音系施洗约翰喺度讲说话。
To me, this verse is one of the greatest promises in the whole Bible.
对我嚟讲，呢一节嘅经文系圣经里边系最伟大嘅应许里边嘅其中一个。
John says, "As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance." But he, this would be Jesus, who is coming after me.Is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
马太福音嘅第三章嘅第十一节，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但那在我以后来的，呢个系讲到主啦，能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵。与火给你们施洗。
How does one prepare themselves for the ministry of the word?
一个人怎样能够预备自己为着神话语的职事呢？
The ministry of the word simply means God desiring to speak with man.
神话语的职事乃是给我们听神有一个渴慕想从人讲说话。
The most important thing that we ever hear in life.Is when God speaks.
在人当我们在人世间的时候最重要的听的说话就是当神要跟我们讲说话。
But it's like your mobile, you must be on the right frequency.
正如好像你的手提电话一定要有对的频率。
When I left the unit, before I left the United States,
当我离开是美国来这之前
I had to unlock my phone so that I could make calls here in England.
我要来到改变我的电话的频率以致我能够来到英国能够听电话了。
So how do we prepare ourselves?
我们怎样能够预备我们自己呢?
Well, first of all, there cannot be any sin.
第一样我们不可以犯任何的罪。
Even in the half hour break, something could have upset us.
甚至半个钟头的时间有些东西可能叫我们很不开心。
And that immediately shuts off the communication.Between us and heaven.
可以叫我哋立刻同天嘅交通系全停止嘅。
Also, there must be the filling of the Holy Spirit.
同时我哋需要有圣灵嘅充满。
Controlled by the Holy Spirit.
我要有圣灵嚟到管理我哋。
Mastered by the Holy Spirit.
由圣灵嚟到带领我哋。
There must be also a dependence on Him.
我哋需要有一个依靠，我哋依靠圣灵。
We must be empty of self.
我们要倒空我们自己。
We must see ourselves weak and powerless.
我们看见我们是软弱无能。
If there's any strength in ourself right now, then it's very difficult to hear God.
如果我们觉得我们很有能力，我们在这一刻我们就很困难听到神的声音。
To be able to listen to God, there must be a teachable heart.
我们要听到神的说话，我们要有一个受教的心。
A pierced ear.
一个耳仔被钉过的。
For a bond servant to be successful, it starts with the ear, not the hands.
一个是做一个成功的一个奴隶，他所需要的不是他的手，他所需要的是他的耳仔。
Blood is shed.
他的血要流出。
There is a coming to that place of denying self.
他要来到那个地方，来到是舍弃自己。
And after the shedding of blood, then there is what? The anointing oil.
当那个耳仔是刺透在门框上的时候，那里还要加上油来到高抹。
That precedes hands and feet to carry the gospel.
是，我们的耳要是行先过我们的手，或者我们的脚，或者我们是传福音之前。
Teachability, a listening ear.
我们需要一个是会听得到嘢嘅耳仔，我们要受教。
I must have a this message is for me attitude.
我们需要有一个嘅信息系俾我哋，然后先至俾别人嘅。
I'm only speaking this morning to one person.
我只系对一个人说话。
You know who that person is?
嗰个人系边个咧？
You.
系你自己。
Not the person behind you.
唔系你后边嗰个人。
Not the person in front of you.
唔系你前边嗰个人。
Or you're to the left or the right.
或者系你左边咗坐右边嘅人。
Only you.
系净系俾你嘅。
God wants to speak to you.
神系想同你讲嘢。
And that's the attitude that we have when we open the Word of God.
我哋打开神嘅说话，呢个应该我哋嘅态度。
Six, if you've been keeping track, we must be desperate.
如果我哋系要跟随嗰条路，我一定要好迫切。
There must be a desire.
嗰度里边我哋需要一个嘅渴慕。
In this field of music,
喺音乐嘅界嘅里边。
There have been many successful musicians that not necessarily had a gift, but they had a desire to master their instrument.
佢哋唔一定要成功嘅话，佢哋唔一定要好叻，但系佢哋一定要对佢哋所用嘅乐器，佢哋有好大嘅掌握。
I played for a number of coaches in sports.
我系曾经喺一啲嘅运动嘅里边做过教练。
Most coaches recognize that talent can be a real problem.
但系好多嘅教练发觉到天才系一个好大嘅问题。
Good coaches look for desire.
一个好嘅教练，佢所寻找嘅系有渴慕嘅人。
Do we desire to hear from the Lord?
我哋有冇渴慕听主说话咧？
He speaks to those who are asking and seeking and knocking and desiring.
佢仲系嗰啲系祈求、敲门、寻找、喺度爱慕嘅人讲说话。
And number seven.
第七点。
Don't worry about the other person.
你唔好担心别人。
God speaks to us.
神系同我哋讲嘢。
It's very easy to make little comments. Well, I hope so and so is listening to this.
我哋好容易有咁样嘅批评。我哋话，哎呀，最好某某人听到啦。
Parents fall into this trap. Oh, I hope the young people are listening.
我哋做父母嘅好多时，我哋好渴望，哎呀，我希望我哋嘅细路仔听到啦。
And many times we miss the message.
好多时候我哋自己就错过咗个信息啦。
God might want to speak to the oldest person in here today.
或者今日神就想同最老嗰人讲说话。
Let's all be ready.
让我们每一个都预备好。
Father, we thank you for the Lord's table this morning.
我们的天父，我们感谢你，我们刚才的擘饼。
Where we could join with people around the world who put you first.
我们和一班的人在一起，他们真的将你摆为首位。
Who start the week by remembering you.
是开始一个礼拜来到纪念你。
Thank you, you bid us to come.
我们感谢你，我们希望你来到。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
Now, Lord, do give us that pierced ear.
求主俾我哋有一个咁样嘅单纯嘅心。
That anointing that we might be able to hear from you.
你嘅恩膏能够叫我哋听到你嘅声音。
Also, that anointed talk tongue, we might be able to speak your word.
俾我哋有一个系能够系被你高抹嘅舌头，我哋能够说出你嘅说话。
We live in dark days and we need you.
我哋活喺一个好黑暗嘅时代，我哋好需要你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名我们祈祷。
Amen. The Lord is about conquering.
我们的主是来到是要做一个得胜的人。
Even though the cross was tragic, it was triumphant overall.
虽然十字架好像一个悲剧，但这个是一个完全的得胜。
in that brief 6 hours while the Lord hung on the cross, all sin committed from Adam to this very moment, and all the sin that will be committed in the future was covered by Him. Forgiven, done away, removed. And it becomes a reality to everyone who believes it. If there is anyone this morning, here, this afternoon, with any type of guilt, you don't need to be there. The cross was truly triumphant. As most of you know, my wife and I spend about 6 months a year traveling. Next Sunday we will be with the saints in Holland for the weekend.
下个礼拜的周末我就会和荷兰的圣徒一起。
And the last week, Lord willing, will be with the saints in London, the Indian gathering there in Ealing.
或者在这个月最后那个礼拜，主若愿意，我就会去到伊宁同印度的弟兄们一起。
And there is one similarity regarding all believers.
但所有的信徒当中，有一样嘢系好相似嘅。
And this is the sad fact. Many of us live in a sad state of spiritual condition.
那是一个很伤心的事情，但是很多的信徒活在一个属灵的、一个很贫乏的情况里面。
Anything to do with the Lord's work is extremely boring.
任何事情关于主的事情都是很闷的。
And rightfully so, because boring Christians make it boring.
实际是你可以说应该是这样，因为很闷的基督徒就会使到属灵好像同神联想的事情都很闷。
First time I think I ever stood up here, I spoke on the word, the abundant life.
第一次我来到这里讲的时候，我是交通到丰富的生命。
God's will, God's desire is that we experience an abundant life.
神的旨意，神的心的渴慕，让我们能够经历丰盛的生命。
Far greater than all the traveling, all the money, and all the social life in the world.
远远超过在地上面所有的财富，所有的旅游，所有的地上面所有的生活。
A triumphant life that has nothing to do with circumstances and the environment.
一个得胜的生命。
But the greatest high that one could experience inside the person, regardless of the circumstances.
那人的心里面能够经历好高的感觉，是远超过他的环境。
The last place Brother Flack would like to be this morning is in Simmet. He'd like to be right here, and better yet, he'd like to be standing right here.
啊，但系巴拿菲，佢或者最唔想嘅就系今日系留喺色麻个地方。
But he is in a period of his life where he cannot do that. But the joy of his life, the radiance of his life is still there. It's a life within that has nothing to do with the pain that is in his body. It's above that. His beloved wife, who has gone to heaven, he misses dearly. And he said even this past week, I would give anything for Meg to be here and enjoy and share my fellowship with her.
他跟我讲，他愿意用一切的东西来交换，是他的妻子能够跟他一起，跟他有交通。
But in no way is that causing him to be disgruntled or sad.
但这样的事情，从一点都不使到他觉得是灰心失望。
So who has God triumphed in, for example, in the Bible?
究竟谁能够使基督这样的德性在我们的里面呢？
Well, the first person, of course, we think of is Abel.
当然我们思想到另一个第一个人就是亚伯了。
Enoch. 以诺，挪亚。 And then we come to Abraham.
我哋就嚟到睇亚伯拉罕啦。
Here is this heathen in Ur of the Chaldees.
呢个系喺加勒底嘅吾尔嘅一个外邦嘅人。
And in Acts chapter 7 verse 1, the God of glory visited him.
喺使徒行传第七章第一节嗰度话，荣耀嘅神向佢显现。
And God did this overwhelming, conquering work in this man.
神呢个得胜嘅工作就喺呢个人嘅身上。
Here is a man in total paganism bondage.
他原本是完全在一个异教、一个拜偶像的捆绑里面。
Living a total life of fear, bound to idols.
他一生活在惧怕偶像的捆绑底下。
Superstition and ignorance ruled his life.
是无知、迷信是管理他的一生。
And all of a sudden, God of glory appeared to this man.
但这个荣耀的神来到向这个人来到显现。
It makes no sense.
完全没意思。
Why Abraham?
为什么亚伯拉罕呢?
Why you?
为什么你呢?
Why me?
为什么我呢?
It's the way God works.
这个就是神这样的工作。
It's always interesting how God reaches down in one family and saves someone no one else is saved in the family.
我们实在稀奇，神是可以在一个家庭里面只救一个人，而不救他这个家庭其他的人。
And it's meant for a purpose.
这个背后有一个目的的。
God has no intention of not triumphing completely in that person's life.
神完全没意思，是不叫这个人的生命那里完全的得胜。
He expects to conquer every dark area in that person's heart.
神是期望在这个人的生命里面，每一个黑暗都被征服。
And he did it in Abraham.
他在亚伯拉罕身上他这样做。
And he did it in Moses.
他在摩西身上这样做。
Exodus 3:3. We have God calling to Moses out of the burning bush.
我们看见神在火烧的荆棘里面来到向摩西来到呼召。
And this great transformation really began to be put in high speed.
你发觉神在这个人身上的改变是一个很十分快的速度的里面。
God had begun when he pulled him out of the water.
神将他从水里面拉上来。
And put him in Pharaoh's house all for a purpose.
神将他摆在法老王的家里面，为了一个目的。
But when Moses saw himself as a thorn bush,
但当摩西在这个火烧荆棘里面见到他自己的时候,
when Moses saw himself coming to the end of his life, 80 years, and the people in bondage, he was about ready to give up.
当他等到他自己已经80岁了，在他的百姓在捆绑里面，他好像要放弃了。 But
God was going to triumph in his life even more.
但神还要继续的在他生命里面更大的得胜。
And when God triumphs in your life, he also triumphs in other life because of that.
神在你身上得胜的时候，神还要透过另一个人的身上能够得胜。
Look at the hundreds of thousands of people that were blessed by God triumphing in Moses' life.
我们看见是有几上千万的人是因为摩西的一生来到被得胜。
And what arrested Moses?
有什么来到抓住摩西呢?
He saw that there was fire in the bush.
他看见在这个荆棘里面有火。
Remember our verse, Jesus says, I baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
记得是这样这样说吗?或者主这样说吗?我要用火和灵来向你施洗。
We'll talk more about fire in a moment.
或者我迟一下会再多一点讲到火。
And then look at the job that God did in David's life.
我们看看神在大卫身上所做的工。
1 Samuel 16 we see here, he being anointed by the Lord.
他在开始的时候，撒母耳见到他的时候，是神高立他。
The least of the family.
是他在家庭里面是最小的。
God often takes the weak.
神常常都是来到找那些弱的。
He takes the person set aside.
他将人来到是摆在一边的人来到找住。
The person that thinks no, that person's not important.
他当然觉得这个人不重要的时候,
He loves to take that kind of a person.
神就喜爱来到将这些好像人看不上的人来到拣选他们。
And show his triumphing power.
来到显出神的德性。
The way he can conquer an individual. Completely. And then we have this picture, this beautiful triumph in Paul's life. Acts 9. Where there was this huge light, great light. And it brought him to the ground. And God triumphed in this man's life greatly in the next
33
years. What must be conquered in all of us? Well, when we were looking at that verse in Romans
8,
we looked at the 37th verse, but if you look at the 35th verse,
但如果我们看第36节,
you see all kinds of things that are conquered. In tribulation, in distress, in persecution.
是患难,是困苦,是逼迫,
Paul was conquered by the Lord through these things.
主是来到,是靠着主,
in famine, in nakedness, in peril, in sword.
是饥饿,是赤身露体吗?是危险吗?是刀剑吗?
None of these things conquered Paul.
没有这些,没有一样东西胜过保罗.
He overcame all of them. He triumphed in all of those.
保罗在这些事上都是得胜有余.
But then there's also things more personal that needs to be triumphed over.
但有些东西是更个人的,我们需要胜过.
Sin.
是罪,
self.
我们自己,
this world.
这个世界,
Satan himself.
撒旦自己,
these are all things that need to be conquered.
所以这些都需要被胜过.
When do we conquer or triumph?
何时我们能够得胜呢?
When are you to conquer?
何时你又要去胜过呢?
When are you to have a triumphal life?
何时你能够有一个得胜的生活呢?
Sunday from 1 o'clock till 6 o'clock?
是星期日,7点钟至6点钟吗?
Is that your triumphal life?
是不是这个是你得胜的生活呢?
Is that the time when you have joy and you have peace?
是不是这个时间你有喜乐,你有平安呢?
Is it some other time when the saints gather?
或者其他的时间,当圣徒聚集的时候呢?
When are we to conquer?
何时我们要得胜呢?
When is this triumphal life to be a reality?
何时这个得胜的生活成为我们的实际呢?
Monday morning.
星期一早晨,星期二早晨,
Wednesday night,
星期三晚上,
Thursday morning,
星期四早晨,
every minute of the day,
是每一天的每一秒,
the joy of the Lord filling our heart,
啊, 主的喜乐充满我们的心,
the peace of the Lord filling our heart,
啊, 主的平安充满我们的心,
even though sickness, sin, death abound,
啊, 甚至是疾病,死亡, 啊, 罪恶是在我们周围,
God in us has given us a triumphal life.
神在我们里面给我们一个得胜的生命.
How do we triumph?
我们怎样能够得胜呢?
How do we come in to this abundant life?
我们怎样能够进入这个丰盛的生命的里面呢?
How can we come into a life where there are rivers, John 7, of living water?
我们怎样能够好像福音第七章的案这样讲,我们里面有活水的江河来涌出来呢?
Where life is not a drag.
以致我们的人生不是一次很难挨呢?
Where every minute of the day, there is sunshine in my soul.
在每一天的每一秒,在我的魂里面,那里有阳光的充满。
You ever sing that song? There is sunshine in my soul today.
我们有没有唱那首诗歌呢? 是今天那个阳光是普照我们。
You know we sing these songs.
我们知道我们唱这个诗歌,
but often they're not a reality.
很多时候不是一个实际。
Christendom is cursed with this plague.
你可以说基督教是被这样的咒诅来充满。
Very little triumph, very little victory.
很少得胜,很少的凯旋。
But these verses that we read,
但我们读的经文,
Paul says, in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
但保罗这些经文说, 在一切事上, 我们靠着那位爱我们的,
and there in Corinthians, but thanks be to God who always leads us in His triumph in Christ.
我们感谢神，神常常是在基督的里面来到率领我们来到得胜。
Was this a myth?
这个是不是只是一个传说呢？
Was this a power of positive thinking speaker?
这个是不是只是一个积极思想的能力呢？
Was he trying to crank up some enthusiasm in the church?
是不是只是教会里面好像来到，他要讲到这些事情很兴奋呢？
Or was he speaking from a heart of reality?
或者保罗他是从心里面的实际，他这样讲出来呢？
I feel sorry often for our young people.
我的时候，我为着很多年轻人，我觉得很可惜。
And I'm talking to myself right now.
我这时候，我都是跟我自己讲。
Because I have been often such a poor example of what the Lord intended.
因为我承认我是一个很可怜的一个这样的样本，当我们在神的话里面这样看的时候。
See, young people are not as duplistic as we adults. They're not as easily hypocritical.
因为年轻的人不是好像我们大人那么容易有双重的标准或者假冒为善。
They look at these songs like we sang today, number 14 and 15, and they say, they look around and see everyone singing it. Is this really a reality with them?
我们唱这些诗歌的时候，我们今天唱的14首、15首，我们唱的时候，我们说这些究竟是不是我的实际呢？
We're to be victorious.
我们是不是真的得胜呢？
Not just when we have the hymn book in our hand.
或者我们看我们的诗歌。
Singing V is for victory.
我们说V就是代表得胜了。
Or I dare not be defeated.
我就不会被打败了。
When really my life is a defeated life.
但实际在实际的生活里面，我常常的失败。
So how are we going to triumph?
我们怎样才能够得胜呢？
Well, our verses, the two verses that we read, or three verses.
我们读的三节的经文。
They give us the answer.
这些经文给我们一些答案。
The Father.
我们的天父。
The Son.
我们是神的儿子。
And the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
In me.
在我的里面。
This is God's plan.
这个是神的计划。
The Lord Jesus came to execute that plan.
主耶稣来到这个世间来执行这个计划。
But what makes it real for you tomorrow?
那这个计划是不是明天叫你能够得到这样的实现呢？
How can you meet the pressures of studies and your work tomorrow with a full, bubbling, joyful heart?
你明天你面对你的学业，对面对你的工作，你怎么能够有一个充满喜乐的心来面对呢？
Not having to belt down four cups of coffee just to get your courage up.
不是说要喝四杯咖啡，然后才叫你提神能够做到事。
But to be a triumph person as you walk into school in the workplace tomorrow.
就明天当你走进你的学校，走进你工作的地方的时候，你能够做一个得胜的人，有一个得胜的生活。
Well, John the Baptist made a very interesting comment there in Matthew 3:11.
是使徒约翰是在马太福音第3章11节有一个很好的这样的评语。
He will baptize you with the Spirit and fire.
他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
What does that mean?
这有什么意思呢？
A lot of times we kind of shun away from that very thought.
我们很多时候是对这个事实，我们是闩门不想听。
Is Brother Dale moving kind of over into the Pentecostal range there?
是不是Dale弟兄要进到讲灵恩呢？
Because there is so much confusion even on this particular verse.
因为在这一节的经文上面有很多引起很多的争议。
Often what we do, we just back away from it.
很多时候我们就不看了。
And so the Holy Spirit has been relegated over here sort of as a stepchild.
很多时候我们就好像将圣灵摆在一边，是我们不愿意看它了。
And we're almost afraid to talk about it.
甚至我们是好像很怕来到讲圣灵。
We might upset someone.
因为我们讲圣灵的时候，我们叫某些人不喜欢。
And yet John the Baptist didn't say Jesus is going to give you great teaching.
但圣约翰不是告诉我们，耶稣给我们有很多好的教训。
He didn't say, oh, wait till you hear Jesus' doctrines.
他不是说，你要听耶稣讲给你听很多的道理。
Oh, he's going to give you some great lessons on service. He will demonstrate miracles and signs. And show you how to do them.
Oh,
he said, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This began to happen to you even before you were born again. Because for you to be born again, you were born of the Spirit. No one in here became a Christian because someone showed you how to pray a certain sinner's prayer. You became a true believer in the Lord Jesus only one way. The Holy Spirit revealed to your inner spirit the Lord Jesus Christ. He revealed to you that you were a sinner and you were going to hell. And at your present state, there was no way you could delight your Heavenly Father, your Creator. And as the light appeared, just as it did to Saul of Tarsus, you simply said, I believe. You didn't understand. You might not have heard anything about the cross. Might not have known, ever heard the word, the blood of Christ. But you saw a man that had forgiven you. Not, it wasn't taught at a gospel meeting. It wasn't something that just entered your brain and made sense to you and you said, well, if everyone else is doing it, I better do it. No, the Holy Spirit got a hold of you. It's a mystery. It cannot be explained. You start explaining it too much and it'll not make sense at all. And at the same time, you were indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Never to leave you. The Holy Spirit is in you right now if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus
Christ.
But in Ephesians, Paul says,
在以弗所斯保罗这样讲,
be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is a little different.
我们看到分别吗?
This is when the Holy Spirit has you.
这个大话,
before the Holy Spirit has revealed Christ to you, the Holy Spirit is in you, but now being filled, the Spirit has you.
以前圣灵向你启示，以前圣灵住在你里边，但现在圣灵系能够有你，找住你。
Not laying dormant in down here somewhere.
唔系好似系只系我哋喺我哋身体嘅某一部分。
But alive.
但喺生命嘅里边。
Dwelling.
乃活着喺我哋里边。
Controlling.
乃管理我哋。
Mastering.
乃作我哋嘅主。
Mastering your spirit.
乃管理我哋嘅灵。
Controlling your mind.
乃管理嘅心思意念。
2 Corinthians 2:16, we have the mind of Christ.
但系咁多后书讲我哋有基督嘅心思。
Ruling your emotions.
乃管理我哋嘅感情。
Isn't that a wonderful thing to have our emotions ruled by God?
我哋有冇谂过我哋嘅感情要被神嚟到管理？
The emotion of worry.
我们那个忧虑的感觉
controlled by the Spirit of Peace.
再一次来到给那个有平安的圣灵来到管理。
The emotion of hatred.
那个憎恨的感觉
irritability that exists even among brothers and sisters.
甚至能够在弟兄姊妹之间有的
controlled by the Spirit of Love.
那被从爱的灵来到管理。
An undisciplined life which all of us have experienced.
一个不受管治的生命,
controlled by the spirit of self-discipline.
乃被有自制的圣灵来到管理。
Also anointing of the Holy Spirit for service.
我哋还需要圣灵嘅膏抹嚟到叫我哋服侍主。
Remember the Lord Jesus 30 years, first 30 years?
你记得主耶稣开头30年嘅人生吗？
He was just a good boy.
佢只一个好好嘅孩子。
Obeyed his parents in all things.
喺所有事上顺服佢嘅父母。
But when he came out of the water,
但当佢从水里面上嚟嘅时候，
after being baptized,He was anointed for service.
当他在施洗约翰在浸他上来的时候，圣灵就充满他。
It is God's will.
这个神的旨意。
That all service be in the Spirit.
我们所有的服侍都在圣灵的里面。
This little book is founded on that verse, Romans 1:9.
这个是罗马书第一章第九节。
Serve in Spirit.
在灵里面来到服侍。
Oh, what a difference it would make if our ministry, our service was from the Spirit of God.
我谂会几唔同咧，如果我哋所有嘅服侍都系喺圣灵嘅管理嘅里边嚟到服侍。
Most ministry is from here to here.
好多时我哋嘅服侍只不过系由下巴到到个头顶。
We think something in our mind, our fallen mind, and we spew it out.
我哋喺个脑里边谂到嘅嘢，我哋个口里边就讲出嚟啦。
I use the word spew.
我用嗰个好似系用喺口里边嚟到吐出嚟咁嘅嗰个字。
On purpose.
我特登嘅咁用呢个字。
Because the result is it's kind of like vomit.
因为嗰个结果好似一个呕吐嘅结果，好似呕出嚟。
It's rehash.
系好似一啲系唔好嘅嘢咁样出翻出嚟。
It's something we have studied of someone else.
一啲嘅嘢我哋好似系从别人所读过嘅，我哋喺度重复翻出嚟。
And we sort of mixed it around here in our brain.
脑里边嚟到将佢捞埋一齐。
We might have even gotten a little emotional feeling about it.
即我哋加上我哋自己一啲嘅感觉。
And then we want to impress someone.
我哋嗰度喺度想好似系到叫人有深嘅印象。
And then we can't wait to share.
我哋等唔切，我哋要交通出嚟。
But it's not the spirit of service.
但呢个唔系属灵嘅，唔系灵里边嘅服侍。
It's not God speaking.
呢个唔系神喺度讲嘢。
We talk about love.
我哋讲爱。
Talk about love, even from this pulpit.
甚至我哋喺呢个讲台嚟到讲爱。
The question is this morning, do I love my wife?
我今日丢嘅问题系，我爱唔爱我妻子啊？
No, do I really love my wife?
我咪真系爱我嘅妻子啊？
Do I ask for forgiveness?
我有冇求佢嗰度赦免我咧？
Do I forgive her continuously through the week?
我有冇喺一个礼拜里面不断嘅赦免佢咧？
If I don't, I'm a hypocrite.
如果我冇嘅话，我就一个假冒为善嘅人。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a complete thing.
呢个喺圣灵嘅管理嘅里边应该完全嘅。
Indwelling
喺我哋里边嘅居住。
There is a filling
嗰个充满。
There is an anointing
嗰个有圣灵嘅膏抹。
And the result is fruit of the Spirit
嗰个结果就圣灵嘅果子。
And then there is a triumph over the flesh
嗰个能够胜过人嘅肉体。
Then there is a triumph over sin.
那个是得胜我们的罪。
Then there is a triumph over this world.
那个我们能够胜过世界。
I agree with you, young people.
年轻人，我同意你。
The world is very enticing.
这个世界是很吸引的。
I would be there in a moment.
我一刻就在里面了。
In fact, I was once.
我曾经都在里面。
But I found something better.
但我找到一些更好的。
It's an inner life.
这个是里面的生命。
Triumphing over Satan.
胜过撒旦。
To the extent the gates of hell cannot prevail.
是阴间的门能够胜过他。
This Holy Spirit indwelling us triumphs over broken relationships.
这个圣灵内住在我们里面能够胜过很多破碎的关系。
It conquers all the problems in body life.
基督在身体里面的生命里面一切的拦阻他都胜过。
Church life is not fun.
教会的生活不是很有趣的。
It can be quite miserable.
可以很可怜的。
If it is done and lived out in the flesh.
如果我们在肉体里面来到进行或者肉体里面来到
God puts us with a mixture of oddball people. That's what we think at least.
神是将我们放在一些很古怪的人的当中。
And the only way we can survive.
我们唯一一个方法可以在那里生存。
The only way we can be triumphant.
唯一一个方法我们可以得胜。
Is with the spirit of life.
有生命的灵在我们的里面。
Romans 8:1-2, we must have this law of the Spirit of life in us.
喺羅亞書第八章嘅第一、第二節，我哋一定要有生命同靈嘅律喺我哋裏邊管理我哋。
There's no such thing as God's life in us without the Spirit that gives that life.
我哋唔可以即係話我哋有主嘅生命，但佢嘅靈喺我哋嘅裏邊。
Oh, in this triumph, then there is a bearing fruit.
所有呢啲嘅德性，那叫我哋結出果子。
Love,
愛、
joy、
喜樂、
peace。
和平、
long suffering、
忍耐、
kindness、
恩慈、
gentleness、
良善、温柔、
goodness、
良善、
long suffering、
长久忍耐、
wisdom、the spirit of wisdom that Joshua had、
喺智慧同埋分辨嘅灵、
a spirit of wisdom that came upon David and Solomon、
智慧嘅灵啊临到所罗门临到大卫。
How many of you need business?Wisdom to run your business.
我有几多人需要智慧嚟到做我哋嘅生意咧
？To finish your project.
要完成你嘅工程咧
？Have you ever considered as you're working on your product, that, Lord, give me the spirit of wisdom.
当我哋做我哋工作嘅时候，我哋有冇同主话，主啊，我需要你系智慧嘅灵俾我
？And watch how quickly the answer will come when we start intercoursing with the Lord that way.
当我哋咁样同主相交嘅时候，我哋就发觉。我哋嘅工作能够好快嘅做成啦。
As we triumph, we are to be an epistle of Christ.
我哋当我哋得胜嘅时候，我哋要作为基督嘅书信。
We are God's love letter to this world.
我哋系基督系对呢个世界嘅所写嘅爱情嘅书信嘅样本。
And the very character of Christ comes out.
我基督嘅性情、基督嘅性格应该喺我哋嘅生命里边活出嚟。
We are walking in the Spirit.
唯有我哋活喺圣灵嘅，活行喺圣灵嘅里边。
Filled with the Spirit.
唯有我哋系被圣灵充满。
Led by the Spirit.
系被圣灵嚟到带领。
How do you enter the kingdom of God?
你点样能够进到神嘅国啊
？We have sometimes conferences all just on this subject, the kingdom.
有时我哋话提到神嘅角度呢个题目
，so we can rule and reign with the Lord in the millennium。
吓，我哋话我哋喺千禧年嘅里边同主一同作王。
Only one way by the Spirit。
唯一个途径乃系透过圣灵嘅管理。
Filled with the Spirit。
唯有被圣灵充满。
I said earlier, here's a book. Be ready。
我早提过呢本嘅书话你要预备好。
There's a portion on here. One of the imperatives.Being filled with the Holy Spirit.
当其中讲一个最重要的一样嘢，那就要被圣灵充满。
In fact, when I was reading that to Brother Flack this week,
其实根本我今个礼拜帮巴菲特读嘅时候
，there was two or three paragraphs registered so strongly, I wanted to share it with you.
嗰度有几段系对我好强嘅说话，我想同你交通。
How are you and I going to stand and be triumphant in these?Desolate times, in these times of declension.
我哋点样能够喺呢一个咁困难、咁低沉嘅咁样嘅时间、时代嘅里边，我哋能够站立同埋得胜咧
？By being spiritual men and women.
我哋能够成为一个属灵嘅男人、属灵嘅女人咧
？We are here to manifest the glory of God. How?
我哋喺度要彰显神嘅荣耀，点样能够咧
？Only one way in the Spirit.
唯有一样喺圣灵嘅里边。
God in you.
神喺你里边。
God in me.
神在我的里面。
Christ in you.
基督在你里面。
His spirit in you.
他的灵在你的里面。
This is how we live unto his purpose.
这个唯有我们这样才能够活出他的计划他的目的。
And then the Lord says,
主这样说,
I baptize you with fire.
主啊,我用火来到向帮你施浸。
Have you ever thought about being baptized by fire?
你有没有想过被火来到施浸吗?
Well, we have to think about fire for a minute just to understand that.
我哋要思想下火系乜嘢啦，我先能够明白。
Remember those tongues of fire that came down on Pentecost and rested on the 120?
你记得喺使徒行传嘅圣灵降临嘅时候，好多都话好似舌头如火焰降临到120人嘅身上啦。
That's what God intended for us when we became born again.
那神嘅为我哋嘅系为我哋所预备嘅，乃要我哋重生。
Fire attracts.
火是吸引人的。
Always a crowd gathered.
那里很多的人来到就被招聚了。
The fire.
那里有火。
We'll stand there for an hour until the whole thing burns down.
好像看那些东西看火烧不烧烂烧晒那些东西。
The Holy Spirit attracts.
圣灵能够得胜。
Fire warms.
火有温暖。
Warms. Did I say warms?
Yeah.
Warm.
Warm.
Heat.
Yeah. Warm.
How we need that fire of warming love in our hearts.
我等需要那个火的温暖的爱在我们的心里面.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
I don't know about you.
我不知道你怎样.
But my natural heart is very cold.
我天然的心是很冷的.
Especially to other brothers and sisters.
特别对其他弟兄姊妹.
I try to warm it up.
我嘗試叫這個心來暖起來。
I can read the Bible, I know the first two commandments.
我讀聖經，我知道那個最重要的兩個戒命。
Love God and love one another.
愛神和彼此的相愛。
I can read it again.
我可以再讀。
And I can say to myself, I need to love this brother.
我能夠跟我自己說，我需要我這個弟兄。
But I will tell you the truth.
但我告訴你真實。
This brother and that sister over there.
這個弟兄和那個姊妹。
They make me mad.
他使得我癲狂啊。
I don't like the way they pray. I don't like the way they pray.
我不喜歡他們祈禱的方法。
I don't like the song they choose.
我不喜歡他們選的詩歌。
One brother prays too long, the other one prays too short.
一個弟兄祈禱太長，一個弟兄祈禱太短。
And I can sit through a meeting and I can go through all these kind of gyrations for 1 hour.
我要一個小時在經過這樣反覆的思想。
And then I can remember a message I heard, oh, I need to love this brother.
我突然間幾個訊息，我應該愛這個弟兄。
And then I can say, love, 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 love.
我要說愛呀，愛呀，愛呀，愛呀。
Nothing happens.
但沒事發生噃。
I can say, well, I need.
我要說我,
I love you.
我需要愛你。
And I can say it again.
我可以再說我愛你。
And then the Lord reminds me.
但主再提醒我。
You need my spirit.
你需要我的靈啊。
It's the longest, hardest lesson for us believers to learn.
这个最长、最艰难的功课是我们信徒要学的。
We will try to live this Christian life with our minds.
我们尝试用我们的心思来活我们的基督徒的生活。
We try to jack up our emotions.
我们尝试将我们的感情来挑起。
We try to resolve January 1st and then Chinese New Year. I am going to love.
我们可以作我们新年的许愿，我一定要爱。
Only to find we failed again.
我们只要发觉到我们再一次的失败。
By March 1st, the New Year's are all passed and we're back to the old way.
到三月的时候，旧历年过去了，我们又还回原本这样。
Started by reading my Bible 15 minutes a day.
我开始的时候，每日读十五分钟圣经。
No time.
没时间了。
Doing it in the flesh.
做肉体的事情呢?
God has given us His life.
神将个生命给我们。
And that life must be laid hold of every single minute of the day.
他的生命要在每一秒、每一分钟来抓住我们。
I must get up in the morning and admit I'm still the old Dale King.
我起身的时候我要承认我仍然是那个旧的Dale King.
That I need the Lord's triumph.
我需要基督的德胜。
His victory.
是他的德胜。
For everything that I have mentioned this morning.
我今天下午所提到的每一件事我都需要他。
I never improve.
我从来都不会改进我自己。
You cannot reform flesh.
我们不能够改造我们的肉体。
Flesh is like rotten meat.
肉体好像一些腐坏了的肉。
You can marinate rotten meat.
你不能够好像腌一下腌加些调味下去那些腐坏的肉。
You can put it on the best Texas barbecue mesquite wood.
你不可以把它放在最好的烧烤的上面。
And it still is terrible.
仍然是十分难吃的。
It's rotten.
因为它烂了、坏了。
Only God in us.
唯有神在我们的里面。
And He came and He says, I triumphed.
但是他的儿子来到，他是得胜。
That's why He said, it's finished.
所以主耶稣在十字架上说完了。
What's finished?
什么完了?
The old Dale King.
我旧的那个旧的我完了。
The old you.
那个旧的你完了。
Now lay hold of it daily.
那个新的能够每天找着我们。
Lay hold of it every time we come together.
每一次我们一起的时候，我们要找着这个。
Lay hold of it when you walk into that school in that office tomorrow.
我们今天当我们走进 我哋嘅学校走到我哋工作嘅地方嘅时候，我哋用呢个新嘅生命找住我哋。
Not I, but Christ.
唔系就系我，乃系基督。
No, Christ is in heaven.
吓，基督喺天上边。
But He gave us the Holy Spirit.
吓，将个圣灵俾咗我哋。
His Spirit to walk into that classroom.
佢嘅圣灵同我一齐行入去嗰个学校，嗰个工作嘅地方。
That teacher I dread.
吓，嗰个我常常好怕嘅先生。
That first line supervisor that is a cheat.
吓，嗰个嘅我嘅上司成成都系黑呃我嘅。
Lord, thank you for giving me your love for this person.
感谢主你俾我有爱，能够爱呢个人。
That's what Paul came into.
呢个保罗所进入去嘅。
I overwhelmingly conquer.
保罗话我系得胜有余。
All things.
喺一切嘅事上。
Thanks be to God who always leads us into triumph.
感谢神常系率领我哋进入得胜嘅里边。
In Christ.
乃基督耶稣嘅里边。
And then there is a sweet aroma.
嗰个系带出基督嘅香气。
Is your life an aroma?
你嘅生活，你嘅生命系咪一个香气啊
？Or is it something kind of smelly?
因为系好臭啦。
Most of us Christians have very smelly lives.
我哋好多基督徒有嘅，只不过一个好臭嘅生命啊。
Well, not with our tongue, we say the right words.
虽然我们的舌头会讲对的说话。
Sing the right song.
唱对的诗歌。
But our young people know different.
但是跟其他人没有分别。
Who am I speaking to this morning?
今天我从哪个讲的?
You.
同你。
Myself.
同我自己。
You've heard me say this?
你听到我讲吗?
People say, how is the church in Houston?
人问我在侯斯顿的教会怎样
I always have one answer.
我只有一个答案。
And I mean this.
但 我真的这样的意思。
It's taken me 20 years to learn it.
我二十年里面才学得到。
There's only one problem in our fellowship in Houston.
在侯斯顿我们的传教里面只有一个问题。
It's me.
就是我。
It's the only problem here.
在这里都一样。
God is just looking at you.
神只是看着你。
Quit worrying about the other person.
神不是看其他的人。
God shows you something, the other person, you pray for that person.
神给你看见别人的东西，你为他们祈祷。
Shut your mouth.
你闭上你的嘴。
Take captive every thought.
将你所有的思想都能够被主来捉住。
That's not the spirit of Christ.
那个不是基督的灵。
How merciful the Lord Jesus is to us every week.
主每一个礼拜对我们多少的怜悯。
How many times He forgives us.
多少次他饶恕我。
We make mistakes every day, every week.
我们每日每个礼拜都是犯错。
We constantly need to confess and repent.
我们每天常常来到承认我们的罪，我们来到悔改。
Like Isaiah, for ourselves first.
好像以赛亚，我们先为我们自己来到悔改。
Woe is me, I am ruined, I am a man of unclean lips.
他说，哎，祸灾，是我这个人是嘴唇不洁的人。
And then he prayed for his brothers and sisters.
然后他为他的弟兄姊妹祈祷。
Let us pray.
让我们祈祷。
Lord, we're thankful this morning that you said it's finished.
我们主，我们感谢你，今天你说你已经作完了。
Oh, the great triumph that rang in those words, it's finished.
一切的是都能够得胜了，因为你宣布了成了。
But you didn't stop there.
但主你没停在那里。
You gave us the very Spirit of God.
你将圣神的灵给了我们。
To indwell us.
来到住在我们的里面。
To fill us.
来到充满我们。
To anoint us.
来到高抹我们。
So that we can walk in the Spirit.
以致我们能够行在灵的里面。
We can speak in the Spirit.
我们能够在灵里面说话。
We can think in the Spirit.
我们能够在圣灵的里面来到思想。
Thank you for a complete gospel.
我们感谢你给我完全的福音。
And now we can be that sweet aroma.
今天我们能够成为那个基督的香气。
People say, something's different.
人能够说有点不同了。
Because it's you.
因为是你。
Only you.
因为唯有你。
Nothing of us.
不是我们自己。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.